Not as extremely cold as it was last week, but cold enough. It'll be in the 20s all day today, dropping down to 9 tonight. It's morning flurries, and we have to watch for slippery spots from last night's light precipitation. And then for tomorrow, we're expecting sunshine, followed by clouds going up to 22. And on Saturday, recovery to 31. But it looks like it's going to be on the chilly side through the weekend, with afternoon temperatures mostly in the 20s and low 30s. Nights a little lower than that. Could be a little light snow on Saturday morning, and maybe again on Sunday afternoon or Sunday night. Racky Weather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJM.
Thank you, EA. Right now we've got cloudy conditions throughout southeast Wisconsin. It is 19 in Kenosha, 19 at the Municipal Airport in Burlington, 20 with some snow flurries at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, and at Racine's Magnum.media International Headquarters at WRJM, 20 degrees. The wind is out of the northwest at 10 miles an hour, producing a wind chill index of 9. The dew point is 16, the relative humidity 84%, and the barometric pressure is rising at 30.08. It is 11 minutes after 10 o'clock on your throwback Thursday morning. And I'm very happy to report, beautiful humans, that Joe Mooney lives. We'll be talking about Gene's Jazz Series. Don't go anywhere. Watch it!
He's thought-provoking and a whole lot of other things, too. Glenn Klein, 9 till 2, right here on WRJN.
Cupid is being called by Sam Cooke on your radio friend. 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable package. Glenn Klein, along with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst, on these community conversations. Ike, everything still connected?
Yes.
That's very good news. And it is also very good news, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Mooney lives. The very noisy Joe Mooney over there. Joe, so happy to see you still with the breathing.
Thank you, Glenn. I put up with some heat for missing. I had to laugh. I was at Aldi's the other day and picking up some groceries, and I hear this voice said, "Hey, missed you the other day on the radio." And I looked around. It's an older friend that was going to give me about 10 minutes worth of junk for missing the
Yes, you
the,
were no-show last week, and we did put out an all-points bulletin. And yeah, we thought we were going to have to reproduce the Gene's Jazz Series brochures and rename it the Gene's and Joe Gene's Jazz Series.
Well, and I would have shown up on Monday the 16th and been here by myself. So I don't know how how Mark is great at giving me direction, but clearly I'm not good at writing things down.
That's okay. We forgive.
I apologize.
Because to err is human. To forgive is sublime and divine.
Pat Devine.
Pat Devine, exactly. Well, we're talking about Joe Mooney's Gene's Jazz Series, which is a benefit for the Racine Theater Guild. Speaking of the Racine Theater Guild, do you know they've got a big comedy playing right now there?
Absolutely.
It's called Exit Laughing. It's running weekends all this month. You know what happens there? Connie, Leona, and Millie, and Mary have been bridge partners for years. When Mary passes away, the three remaining friends do what's logical. They steal Mary's urn. I wonder if they snort Mary's ashes like Keith Richards did of his dad. We'll have to find out. But that's when things really take off. Exit Laughing is a comedy about friendship loss and living life to the fullest. Go to Visit Racine Theater or visitracinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets. Why did you decide when you launched G's Jazz Series, Joe, to benefit the Racine Theater Guild?
When in 2001, when Gene passed, we had asked for memorials to go to the Theater Guild, and at that time we got about $3,600 worth of memorials. And Gene had been very involved in the theater. We had both been involved. Gene had never acted, but she had done properties for many, many shows. She had gone to Japan with the theater back in the late 80s, or in the 90s, rather. And so it just seemed like a natural. You know, my daughters and I, we didn't want to make money off Mom's passing, so we decided that we would make the memorial to the Theater Guild. Then when the memorials came in at $3,600, we got thinking that, you know, we could give you this money and you could put it in your general coffers, or we could use this as seed money to do something that Gene always wanted to do. And we always wanted to hear jazz music in the Theater Guild. We used to listen. We were both involved in Harborfest, and we used to go out and listen to bands with many of our Harborfest people. We'd all go out together and listen to bands for the music festival. And a lot of times we'd hear a jazz band and be like, man, can you imagine how cool that would sound in a theater? Well, it just seemed like a natural, so we took that $3,600, and now we've turned it into over $100,000 for the Theater Guild.
That is fantastic.
We're pretty proud of that.
How did you get into jazz?
That's a good question.
That's why I get the big bucks, Joe.
Man. You know what? I don't know the answer. I think I remember seeing Chuck Mangione a number of times. I was always when CTA first came out, and in becoming Chicago, I just love that style of music. And then in the middle 80s, I went to Midnight Shift, and I was really solidly a Ron Kuzner fan. I listened to The Dark Side out of Milwaukee, and from midnight to 6 a.m., Ron Kuzner would tell you all about the jazz. And what I liked about his shows is that he anybody that ever heard Ron Kuzner, a Lutheran High grad, by the way.
Yes, he was.
They know his style. He had a very distinctive style, but he always told you who was playing in every single jazz album that he played, every single song. And it got me through all of my years on the midnight shift working in the police department, and I came out of there a better man for it.
He is the better man, Joe Mooney. We're talking about Gene's Jazz Series. It is a four-part series that runs until April. Yeah, the first one this last Saturday. That's why you were supposed to hear last week.
I know.
How was that turnout?
It was outstanding. It was. Yeah. We brought home a local man, Tony Castaneda. He actually grew up in the same neighborhood as my wife. My wife is good friends with his mom and dad, and Tony hadn't played in Racine in many, many years. He moved away in 1974, but he brought his Latin band. And that's one of the things, Glenn, that we try to do is expose people to the different variations of jazz. We had our first show was a husband and wife singer. He played the piano and she sang, and it was wonderful because she had such a great voice, and he was marvelous on the piano. He could have stood alone by himself. And then we brought a Latin band, and then of course this next show we bring in a French gypsy band. So we try to expose them.
Speaking of standing alone, they are appearing solo Saturday, February 18th. Yes.
Yes. They the last time we had them in there, they played like six encores, and when 2 years ago we had a vote to see what we let the people decide what group to bring back, and it was almost a virtual tie between a swing band and Paris La Nuit. And so we thought, okay, at the appropriate moment, we tried to bring them back last year, but Marcella, who is the violin player, she was in France actually, so we couldn't make connections last year. So we. That was one of the first ones I went after this year. And it's just, they just have too much good music and too good of a show to limit them to 90 minutes.
Well, let's give Paris La Nuit a listen to, and what you can look forward to.
Give a guy a mic.
Gene's Jazz Series, February 18th. We'll be right back. Yes, this is not Wisconsin Public Radio. It's your radio friend. But we're previewing the upcoming Gene's Jazz Series show on February 18th with Paris La Nuit, who is on the, we like to call it the fiddle in bluegrass, but who's on the violin?
She's a French woman. I just know her by, we call her Marcella, but it's like Mariella, Cella, something, and I can't pronounce her last name, so we just call her Marcella. She's only here, we tried to get her last year, but she plays in so many different gigs and in Paris, lives in Paris and stays there almost all the time, and we were lucky enough to get her. She's just here for a couple of weeks in United States.
Well, she's going to be here February 18th. It is Gene's Jazz Series to benefit the Racine Theater Guild. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichars. We're talking with Joe Mooney, the founder of Gene's Jazz Series.
Joe, the name Joe Mooney is synonymous with jazz here in the Racine area. And he works both with the Gene's Jazz Series benefiting the Racine Theater Guild and the Animal Cracker Series during the summer benefiting our Racine Zoo. Joe, how do the two jobs differ in trying to book the talent, both for Gene's Jazz Series and Animals Crackers?
They actually change. It's quite a difference. It's kind of like the difference between the Packers and the Raiders. You know, the budget for Animal Crackers is pretty healthy, and we bring in national recording artists. We have to...
The Green Bay Packers and the Racine Raiders.
Correct.
I thought you meant the Packers and the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Although there is a big difference there, too.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Packers
have a quarterback, and right now Oakland doesn't have a quarterback.
They don't, and that's why they are no longer in the playoffs.
That's that. So,
it's a budgetary difference primarily.
Well, yes, and I mean, we feed, like... A full house at the Jazz Series is 400 people. A full house at Animal Crackers can be 4,000 people. So you're dealing with a lot different. We do all of the work on Gene's Jazz Series. We book the acts. We advance the acts. We make all the arrangements for if they're going to stay overnight. We make all those arrangements. We do all of that. For Animal Crackers, we make the final okay on the acts. We suggest acts, but they're booked and signed through an agent out of Pittsburgh. They do the advancing of the band. They give us a list of the back line because the bands just fly in. So we have to rent all of the equipment that you see on the stage. We do all of the sound and light. For Gene's Jazz, we also do all of our own sound. Bob Vallone, who is my sound guru, comes in and does that. But so it's a major difference, but one keeps you sharp for the other, without a doubt. And I was talking to Nelson Rangel at one of our, who's a big, huge name in smooth jazz, and at Animal Crackers a couple of years ago, I was telling him about the Gene's Jazz Series, and he said, "I'll come in." He said, "I'll come in for whatever you pay those people." I mean, we got lucky and talked about that, but I never brought him up on that. But
you've been turning a lot of young people onto jazz over the years. What is the common denominator between people, Joe, who enjoy jazz that you found?
I think the fact that you can just lay back and enjoy it, sit back and enjoy it. You're right, Glenn, in that we work real hard to bring in the young people. We have a $5 ticket for students, for any student. You show a student ID, you get a $5 ticket.
It's a great date night.
And that's our next generation of jazz lovers, are the young people, and that's what we're trying to do. But I think just the fact that they can let the music entertain them, they don't have to, they can just sit back and enjoy it, and that's what they do at the Jazz Series. They just sit back in their chairs and let the entertainer entertain them.
Individual tickets are $18 for adults, $16 for seniors, that $5 price for students. Now, we've already had our first concert. So there's three more left. Is there a package for the three?
There is. There's a Flex Pass where you can, because sometimes you can't get a, get to all of the shows. So we're accommodating. We'll take your money and we'll get you in. We'll find you a seat. We've even found seats when we're sold out. So we will. The Theater Guild will work with you. Get everything you need. I strongly recommend. As Mark knows, you guys are responsible for us selling out an awful lot of concerts, and I strongly recommend to people that they get their tickets early because we only have 400 seats in that theater.
And you just go to racinetheater.org for ticket information, and are seats still available for Paris La Nuit on February 18th?
There are some, mm-hmm. And I say some, but again, once this show's done, It's a proven fact that people will call on the day of the...
That's how popular Mark Eichhorst is.
Now, we'll have you back, Joe, to talk about the other performances coming up. But let people know what the remaining schedule is.
The next show will be the 25th of March, and that's... we have... One of the things we pride ourselves in is having diverse groups together. We had a husband and wife singing with the piano, and then we had a Latin band. This next time we have a band called Nine Worlds Ensemble, which is very new age, violin-led, oboe. I mean, just very, very different, very cool melodic music. And then followed up by a lady that we're trying something a little bit different. She's more of an R&B, Ivy Ford. She's kind of, I've been describing her as Davina Sowers with a guitar. Davina was Davina and the Vagabonds. And then the final show is the Rhythm Rockets. It's a swing band.
Well, thank you for coming in. Glad you're alive. Always looking good.
Yeah, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Thanks so much for having me, Glenn.
It's a pleasure.
You know, I appreciate it.
And Paris La Nuit on February 18th for Gene's Jazz Series. Go to racinetheater.org for tickets and information. And all I have to say is, très bien.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation.